Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want you to get your mind right. And when I say that, I'm talking to college football fans. You got to get your mind right. And the reason why I'm saying this is because right now, whether you want to admit it or not, there's a 50-50 chance the college football season doesn't happen. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say it. Everybody's running from it. The reality is, there's a 50-50 chance that we don't have college football. And the reason is, Mike, because of what we're seeing around various parts of the United States. You said it, other regions going better than others, different parts of the country. But with the decisions that are being made already and the decision that we're waiting on from the most powerful conference in the country, which is the SEC, we're all waiting to hear where this is going, whether it's going to be conference-only games. That is just a Band-Aid, guys. Mm-hmm. That is the hope that everybody is continuing to have to say, oh, we can still play. We just won't play the non-conference games. Are you serious? I mean, come on. Mike said it. What are you worried about traveling to this place or that place when some of these quirky non-conference games, you're traveling just as far or further, but yet you're going to play conference games that you're traveling to Missouri from Florida? I mean, it just makes no sense. Here's where I'm at, Mike. I hope we do. We've been saying this all along. But Ivy League, Big Ten's decision, ACC deciding, well, we'll wait to speak to the media if you didn't hear that story, as their media days have been postponed indefinitely. I think that's just a function of where they're at. We got to still make decisions. We have a few weeks, guys, but Mike Bell, I just don't know if it's enough time for us to definitively say we're good, we're great, we can protect all these kids, and we're going to move forward with the season.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, a couple of ways that you and I have talked about it. First, you come at it from the fan who doesn't want to deal with the reality of the situation, which is, you know, man, but Georgia's loaded. I mean, this is really our year. And, you know, especially when you throw in the information that came out earlier today, the JT Daniels, of course, like, what was the NCAA going to say? No, they don't say no to anybody anymore. But JT Daniels, the former number one quarterback initially in the 19 class before he reclassified and came out in 18. But the former USC players got 3 years of eligibility, right? You got Jamie Newman in there. You got Todd Monken's offense. You know, you got all these pieces in place. Like, damn, this could be a super high-powered, high-fun-to-watch octane offense, which may only play SEC teams. And this is going to be a year with an asterisk. And then, Carl, as I said, we talked to Pat Forty about this the other day. You know, the spring football thing is a nightmare because the good news is Georgia would be better equipped than anybody because you got a couple of quarterbacks, and obviously Jamie Newman would probably try his luck in the NFL, but you have a bunch of quarterbacks in place. Trevor Lawrence is going to go to the NFL if you're spring football, right? I mean, yes. Justin Fields is going to the NFL. Everybody else has got to start quarterback or running back or whatever is gone. So spring football is a nightmare unless, of course, like the rich will always get richer. But I'm with you. I've tried to be as positive as I can, and I hate to be negative. Now, I hate when a guy hears us for like 2 seconds and hits us up on the text line. Oh, you guys are jerks. Look, guys, there's the world we want, and there's the world we live in, like my dad always said. And I'm with Carl. SEC right now is tight-lipped. They're still meeting over in Hoover, Alabama. There's no reports about what's been said.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.